book of Romans is one of those church epistles that gives us a lot of understanding about the doctrine of the New Testament church concerning our salvation, concerning being a new man in Christ, concerning our liberty. It tells us about Israel and God's plan for them. It is full of doctrine, great doctrine, deep doctrine. A great epistle that the Apostle Paul wrote under inspiration, and full of great promises. The great promises of God. They have to be understood, these promises of God. I know we learn things as we grow in the Lord. There are things that at one time I thought, you know, that everybody that's saved could lay claim to. Then I realized that there are things that God said that come with some of those things that must be done. And, you know, and there are, you know, those types of promises, conditional. There are those, his eternal life is given to us freely by his grace. Amen. We don't have to do one thing, but we must repent and we must believe. And outside of that, there is no salvation. He wants to give it to us freely. Now, because we repent and believe, that's not a work. God would... That God would open our eyes and give us light that we would know to repent and to believe. Amen. And there's other things. But it tells us about positional truth, where you and I stand before Him in Christ. And that doesn't change. And our position is different than our walk. Our position is a high position. But we may not be walking where God says that we positionally are. We are made perfect. Right now, I'm a little short of that. Are you? Amen. But we are seated in heavenly places. Now, this is a heavenly place, but he's talking about up yonder in Christ. Positionally, you and I are as good as in heaven tonight. Amen? So it speaks of positional truth, many other things, but I want us to just look at part of a verse here and take some things from it. And I hope that it will be a blessing to you. I don't know that I'll preach long. Would you pray for us that God would just have us to say what He'd have us to say? And Romans chapter number 8, and I'll begin reading at, let's just go on down in verse number 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. That's mine and your inabilities, our infirmities. It's not just our sickness, but our physical or moral weakness, our inability to perform. You see, still saved by God's grace, outside of His grace and His Spirit, you and I can't walk one step without Him. We cannot trust in the arm of the flesh. Not for 1 minute. Not for 1 second. So likewise, the Spirit also helpeth. Well, I'm glad He's our helper. Amen. Helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Period. That's as far as I want to read, for sake of reading. And I want us to look at verse number 28 tonight. And I want us to look at what he said here. When he said at the end, according to His purpose. I want to talk just for a little bit about God's purpose. God's purpose, or the purpose of God. And this promise that God gives has been taken out of context. It's been misunderstood. There are a lot of people that want to say, and we know all things work together for good. Stop right there. And we know that all things work together for good. There's not a comma there. Not a period there. The Bible says, and we know, listen, if you're going to know something about this, here it is. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Amen. To them that love God, comma. To them who are the called according to His purpose. So we can say, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God according to His purpose. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, them who are called according to His purpose. Now, there is talking about saved people, certainly, who are called. Who are called. But it's not just those who are called. It is them that love God. Them that love God. You say, Brother Mark, well, surely that saved people, listen, not all saved people love God. Can you believe that? I mean, here's what Jesus said. If you love me, keep my commandments. Now listen, this may be hard to swallow, but our love for God is conditional on our seeing Him as Lord. Somebody may be saved, yet they have not submitted themselves to His Lordship. I mean, if I'm a child of God, I am, and I'm always telling God no, and always going the hard way, and listen, my life is not reflecting very much that I love Him. I don't know so much that all things are going to work to my good. Are you listening to me? But us that are called, us that are saved, us who love God. I mean, listen, when you say you love God, here's what Jesus said again. He said, He it is that loveth me, that doeth my will. And it's He that loveth me. Are you listening to me? I mean, God makes it very clear about our love for Him. And he says, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, you do this. If you love me, you do what I say. If you love me, you do what I ask. If you love me, you submit yourself to my lordship. Listen, Jesus is Lord. He is Lord. He is King, and He is Savior, and He is Lord. But listen, He's not Lord to everybody. Lord means you are total submission to Him. You are saying, Lord, whatever comes in my life, or whatever you ask me to do, Lord, I submit to your will, and I submit to your purpose. You see, that's what the scripture says here. And we know all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. You see, all these things that come into our life, thus us that are submitted to His lordship, God lets these things work to our good according to His purpose. He has a purpose in our life. Look what He said up here in verse number 26. Or verse number 27. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. He prays in our life according to the will of God. Now, do you know that, listen, also there is a purpose to His will in me. His purpose and His will are very close. Are you listening to me? The will of God may take you and I many steps, but we are walking in His purpose. Amen? It'd be the will of God. Listen, our purpose may be to get to Hayesville, but it's God's will. You go right down the road, you stop, turn right, go to the stop sign, turn left, go 9 miles till you get to town. That's the will, amen? But the purpose is what we're doing and where we're going. And so is the same thing. The Spirit of God, He prays and makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. According to the will of God. So there's a purpose to His will in you and His will in me. And we know that all things that the Spirit does in our life, the will of Him, amen, it works together for good. It will work together for good to them that love God. It'll be to our good. Now, I know somebody could argue to even say, you know, even somebody that's saved that may be disobedient, God puts things in their life and eventually it'll work to their good. I could see that. I can agree with that. But that's not what He's talking about here. Listen, the Lord is talking about the blessed life, the purpose-filled life. The will of God life. Amen? That you know His will. And it's not a life where we argue against God or argue against God's Word. It's not a life where we buff against what the Spirit is praying in our life. He prays for us according to the will of God. And you and I, listen, God brings things in our life that works in our life according to His will. And that will work to our good. God talks about how that a man that is faithful is blessed bountifully of the Lord. And did you know, listen, here's what Jesus said. If you abide in me, you remember that, those verses? We look at those as some very strong verses. Those verses have a lot to do with our condition, spiritual condition with the Lord. That we are
in His will, that we have submitted to His Lordship. If you abide in me, or let my words shall abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. Not everybody's praying like that. Amen. I struggle to pray that way. And you do too most of the time. Listen, and it's our flesh getting in the way. It's us not, if we're not submitted unto the Lord's will, submitted unto His purpose. Listen, it is important that you submit yourself. I mean, just throw up the white flag of surrender and say, Lord, here I am. Whatever you want in my life, whatever you'd have in my life, may the Spirit of God pray it in my life according to the will and the purpose of God. Help me, O Lord, to be submissive to your will and your purpose, whatever it is, because I know it'll work to my good. It will work to my good. Now, the Bible says in 2 Timothy 1:9, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling. Not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which hath given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. God has His own purpose, and His own purpose, listen, doesn't need my and your sign off. But most of the time we act like God has to wait for me to sign off on it before He does it in my life. Well, it'll never be done then. If we have to question His authority on His purpose in our life. Listen, He's got a purpose. He's had a purpose which He had given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Which means that our purpose, listen, our purpose we find in Christ. You see, everything that you and I have and all that we find in Christ, in Him we live, we move, we have our being. Amen. In Christ Jesus, I live or I die. Amen. Whether we live, whether we die, we are the Lord's. My life and your life is according to Christ and His purpose and His life. All things, Romans 11:36, for of Him and through Him and to Him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. For of Him and through Him and to Him are all things. For we know that all things that are for of Him, that are through Him, and that are to Him, amen? Amen? To whom be glory. It is always to bring God glory, His purpose in our life, His design to work together the good for you and I. Listen, God wants to be good to you. You believe that? He wants to work everything to your good. He wants you to be blessed. Amen. He wants you to be free. He wants you to have liberty. He wants you to have joy, unspeakable and full of glory. Peace that passes all understanding. To be not drunk with wine where it is excess, but to be filled with the Spirit. Amen. To walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. God don't want you and I living and walking in the wickedness of the flesh, but in the purpose of God's good grace and will. Amen. Ephesians 1:11. Ephesians 1:11. Verse 10, he said that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. You know, I start wondering about what those all things are. You know that all things work together for good. I don't think they're necessarily worldly blessings. I'm starting to think there's a richness in the kingdom of heaven in the spiritual realm that you and I sometimes don't see because our eyes is on a car or a home or a steak dinner or a fine suit. Amen? Of all the things that we want God to pour into our lives. But look what he said here. And he said it, I've quoted it again, about all things, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. All these things are things in heaven and things in earth. Amen. That is heavenly, that is of his kingdom, that is of Christ, of salvation and the church and the work of the Holy Spirit, in whom, that's Christ, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. I knew all things going to work together, my good. He's building me an inheritance. Being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. All things have to pass the counsel of his will. Now listen, I've had some good counsel. Had some pretty good ideas thrown my way. I've had some pretty good leadership and direction given into my life. I mean, I've had some things. I mean listen, there's wisdom in a multitude of counsel, but there's no counsel like the counsel of him. Things that he's already looked at the Lord and looked at the Holy Spirit and they've looked, hey, this is exactly how things are going to be. I mean, he's already counseled it before the foundation of the world. Amen? And all these things have to, they are predestined according to the purpose. Now you see, they have to have purpose, his purpose. God don't want anything in your life that's not of his purpose. God doesn't want things in your life, and if we are submitted to his lordship, if we love him, God has a divine purpose. That lets me know God's not going to be playing around with my life. Amen. Playing around with your life. God's not like that. Amen. God is very straight in all that he said. Amen. The Heavenly Father, the Holy Spirit, and the Son of God tells us to come to him. We are theirs. We are bought with a price. He wants to make out of you and I a temple of God, a holy spectacle. Amen. A peculiar creature. He wants to do something in your life and my life that sparks in us through all eternity. Hey, it is the purpose and the will of God for your life. To walk in what you know was God's plan for you from before the foundation of the world. Well, I tell you what, that makes me want to kind of perk up and really walk a straight line. Amen? But I can't do that without his help. I just have to say, Lord, I can't, but you can. Lord, I submit myself to you. Lord, you said you'd work all things together to my good if I loved you. That's how he said it. That's basically what he said. All things work together for good to them that love God. Let me put it in Mark's language. If you love me, I'll work all things to your good. Whew. Listen, I understand that there can be degrees of love too. Degrees of love. But yielding to His Lordship is the A plus on the test of love. If there's a test of love, of true love for God, it's giving over to His will and to His Lordship. It's saying, Lord, I trust you with my life more than I do me with my life. And Lord, I know whatever you want me to do, it'll be right and all things will work to my good. I want all things to work together to my good, don't you? I do. I really do. I do. I want to, who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory who first trusted in Christ. That's where it began. The day you first trusted Him. Well, can you trust Him for His will in your life? Listen, it's easier to submit to His Lordship when you can just trust Him. Lord, I believe in what you say. I believe in God, your word. And Lord, I believe that you know what's perfect for my life. What's perfect for my family. Lord, I know that your way will work together for my good. Amen? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Thank God. Think about that. Think about that when you think about His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He did also predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son. That He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. Whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. Looks like everything's working out good for that guy. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? All things working together to our good. With God's giving us those things with His Son. Through His Son, by His Son. Amen. One last verse and I'm done. Verse 28, again, look at it. And keep in mind what it says. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Now look at verse 18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Even the sufferings of this present time are working for our good. They will work, listen, because why? They're not even compared to the glory that'll be revealed in us. The sufferings you and I face right now are going to work to our rejoicing in eternity. You talk about a glorious liberty of the sons of God and the daughters of God. When we get to heaven, sometimes, listen, we can smile and lift our hand over the thought that God's wiped, you know, God said He'd wipe all tears from our eyes. There's no more pain. I'll tell you, when we get there and all the pain is actually gone and you know it ain't coming back, I'm going for a running spell. Amen. Maybe a flying spell. That glorified body, it's untelling what we'll be able to do. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. All right, you stand this evening. God bless you. God has a purpose for your life.